Weather Alert Environment Canada Heat Warning in Effect for Barrie, Collingwood, Hillsdale Bracebridge, Gravenhurst Burlington, Oakville City of Hamilton Guelph, Erin, Southern Wellington County Halton Hills, Milton Innisfil, New Tecumseh, Angus Kitchener, Cambridge, Region of Waterloo Listowel, Milverton, Northern Perth County Stratford, Mitchell, Southern Perth County Midland, Coldwater, Orlake Mount Forest, Arthur, Northern Wellington County Newmarket, Georgina, Northern York Region North Bay, Powassan, Mattawa Niagara Falls, Welland, Southern Niagara Region Street Catharines, Grimsby, Northern Niagara Region Orillia, Lagoon City, Washougo Vaughan, Richmond Hill, Markham Multi-day heat event continues What? Daytime highs of 31 to 35 degrees Celsius with humidex values of 37 to 42. Overnight lows near 20 degrees Celsius. When, continuing through Tuesday. Additional information. A cooler air mass is expected to arrive Tuesday evening, bringing an end to this heat event. Hot and humid air can also bring deteriorating air quality and can result in the air quality health index approaching the high-risk category. Take action to protect yourself and others. Extreme heat can affect everyone's health. Determine if you or others around you are at greater risk of heat illness. Check on older adults, those living alone and other at-risk people in person or on the phone multiple times a day. Watch for the early signs of heat exhaustion in yourself and others. Signs may include headache, nausea, dizziness, thirst, dark urine and intense fatigue. Stop your activity and drink water. Heat stroke is a medical emergency. Call 911 or your emergency health provider if you, or someone around you, is showing signs of heat stroke which can include red and hot skin, dizziness, nausea, confusion and change in consciousness. While you wait for medical attention, try to cool the person by moving them to a cool place, removing extra clothing, applying cold water or ice packs around the body. Drink water often and before you feel thirsty to replace fluids. Close blinds, or shades and open windows if outside is cooler than inside. Turn on air conditioning, use a fan, or move to a cooler area of your living space. If your living space is hot, move to a cool public space such as a cooling center, community center, library or shaded park. Follow the advice of your region's public health authority. Plan and schedule outdoor activities during the coolest parts of the day. Limit direct exposure to the sun and heat. Wear lightweight, light-colored, loose-fitting clothing and a wide-brimmed hat. Never leave people, especially children, or pets inside a parked vehicle. Check the vehicle before locking to make sure no one is left behind. Heat warnings are issued when very high temperature or humidity conditions are expected to pose an elevated risk of heat illnesses, such as heat stroke or heat exhaustion. For more information, how to protect yourself from the health effects of extreme heat health risks and who is at risk of extreme heat events, please continue to monitor alerts and forecasts issued by Environment Canada. To report severe weather, send an email to onstorm@ec.gc.ca or post reports on X using hashtag ONStorm.